So I'd all definitely be involved in, you know, partly one game and hopefully start in the other game. Which game we decide, we'll have to wait and see. But he's one of those who hasn't played a lot. To ask him to play 290 minutes in 3 days might be too much, but we'll see.
Well, a lot's been written and said about his attitude recently. From your perspective, how's it been?
Yeah, I've just read an article in one of the papers, and it's talking about the Palace game, which was about 4 months ago, I think, 3 months ago or whatever it was, and it's a load of nonsense. It's absolutely ridiculous, but unfortunately, the kid's going to have to live with that.
But how has he been with
he's fine. Mm. You know, the problem with Saido is he's got too many people blowing in his ear, and he's got too many people telling him what he should be doing. Mm. And you know, they've... In my opinion, it's not just agents; it's everybody. They've played with his mind and everything else. And Saido's got away from the fact that, you know, he's been blessed with a great talent, and you know, that talent is to play football. And if you look at the way John Stones reacted at Everton to the Chelsea situation, then you know, you're hoping and praying that maybe Saido would react like that. But everybody's different, and he is different. Saido is different, and. It's been difficult for everybody at the football club because, you know, you want to help him. He's such a young lad. You want to help him, and you want to help him see, you know, through the mist and through the clouds that have gathered around him. So it's been a difficult time. And as a manager, I've never experienced this way before. But life changes. People are different today than what they were, and you have to move with it, and you have to learn and work with them. And I've spent a lot of time with Saido by himself. The problem we've got is that Saido will listen to you and it will be as good as gold, and then all of a sudden someone rings him or someone speaks to him and someone puts something in his mind, and then all of a sudden he's off and running down a different lane again, and you know, you have to drag him back in and work him back in. So it's been very difficult, and it's been really disappointing for me as a manager because, you know, he was our scorer, our top scorer last year. We've not had him for half the season. And like I say, you take Kane out of Tottenham and have a look where Tottenham would be. You know, you and that's just one example. You take your top scorer out, and you know, I had aspirations of Solomon and Saido playing together. I like Saido just off the striker. I don't like him right up there because I think he uses that space really, really well. So it's been, you know, it's been a real disappointment for me. But something that, you know, the football supporters. The Albion and myself and other people, you have to get on with it. Mm. You can't just be, you know, concerned about that one thing. You have to deal with it and move on.
But just one more on him. All this circus potentially is going to start again with the window.
Well, it has started.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we go again. Same old, and, you know, you just, you know, you hope and pray that he can deal with it again. You know, he's not nowhere near what he was last year, physically or mentally. And then, like you say, this blows up again. You just hope he deals with it, and we get through it again. And if he goes, he goes. That won't be my decision. If he stays, then you know, you hope you get a Saido that recognises that, you know, the club needs him, the team needs him, the supporters who have been absolutely wonderful to him, and have really backed this football club. You know, it's a very, very good football club. Very famous football club. It's got great tradition. It's had wonderful, wonderful players playing for it. You hope he shows and gives that back in abundance.